Chapter 42, Infidel Authors.
Many think that in order to obtain an education, it is necessary to study the productions of writers who teach infidelity, because their works contain some bright gems of thought. But who was the originator of these gems of thought? It was God, and God alone. He is the source of all light. Why should we wade through the mass of error contained in the works of pagans and infidels for the sake of a few intellectual truths, when all truth is at our command? There is a reason why these men sometimes display remarkable wisdom. Satan himself was educated in the heavenly courts, and he has a knowledge of good as well as of evil. He mingles the precious with the vile, and this is what gives him power to deceive. But because Satan has robed himself in garments of heavenly brightness, shall we receive him as an angel of light? The tempter has his agents, educated according to his methods, inspired by his spirit, and adapted to his work. Shall we cooperate with them? Shall we receive the works of his agents as essential to the acquirement of an education? Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? Not one, says Job 14:4. Can we then expect the youth to maintain Christian principles and to develop Christian character while their education is largely influenced by the teachings of pagans, atheists, and infidels? If the time and effort spent in seeking to grasp the bright ideas of infidels were given to studying the precious things in the Word of God, thousands who now sit in darkness and in the shadow of death would be rejoicing in the glory of the light of life.